Across the North Slope, there are more than 100 oil wells drilled by the federal government that are no longer operational. At some sites, there are abandoned drums sunk in oil seeps. Other wells have gas leaking from them. Today, the Bureau of Land Management identified 50 of these so-called legacy wells for cleanup. Bud Cribley directs the BLM's Alaska office. He says the plan is to start with wells near Barrow that pose the greatest risk to human and environmental health.
It's going to take time, but we are committed to accomplishing that cleanup.
Cribley says the timeline and the budget for the well cleanup are still being figured out, and sequestration could have an effect on the pace. Still, it's possible that work on the highest priority wells could start as early as next year. Environmental groups like the Wilderness Society described the draft plan as a positive step forward, but a number of Alaska lawmakers say it doesn't go far enough. Representative Charisse Millett, a Republican from Anchorage, says she's happy the federal government wants to clean up some of the wells, but more should be targeted. She also has concerns about a recent proposal to use some of Alaska's oil revenue to help pay for remediation.
The BLM has not really come out with anything other than what they've been doing, patting the state on the head and then pulling our revenues away from us.
The cleanup plan is expected to be finalized in the coming weeks after key stakeholders get a chance to comment.